Tasmania Police released a statement today saying that they've completed the review of documentation relating to the fox eradication program. The review determined that no criminal offences had been committed. The complainant has been advised of the outcome. The review has been provided to the Department of Prime Minister's Park, Water and Environment for their consideration. The Integrity Commission has also been advised of the outcome. I mentioned the complainant there. The complainant is a former North West Coaster, lived here for many, many years. These days he's an independent MLC for Windermere in the north of the state. Ivan Dean, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Ivan.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Now, when I first saw this, I thought to myself, gee, Ivan's going to be disappointed about this, but you half expected it.
I did, Martin. In the initial report to police, I've identified in it that I believed it was probably going to be a more suitable inquiry for the Integrity Commission, because identifying a criminal offence under the criminal code was not easy in all of the circumstances. So no, it doesn't surprise me at all. And the police investigation was simply a preliminary assessment or a preliminary investigation of the circumstances. So they didn't go into a full investigation, as it were.
When we last spoke about it, I used the word fraud, the F word, which you can use on radio, not the other one, but yes. I said fraud, and I know you were reluctant to use that word, and that's where the criminality investigation would be. So the next step now is that you've got to forward this complaint on to the Integrity Commission?
I have done that already. This morning I filled out, I provided them with the original report at the same time I provided it to police, because I wanted them to be aware of it. And so it was back in, what, February, I think, of this year when I gave it to police. So the Integrity Commission have had that report for a long time. But today I had to formalise the complaint. I have done that because very clearly, as I've always said, there was certainly evidence of, under the Tasmanian State Service Act and under the State Service Misconduct Act as well, or policy. So they are the areas that now were that will need to be considered. I'm hoping that the Integrity Commission takes that an inquiry on.
I guess that, like most people in Tasmania, you know, the vast majority of people in Tasmania, you know, would see it as the biggest fraud that's ever happened to the state, but getting proof's a different thing altogether. So what's the process now of the Integrity Commission, and what sort of powers do they have?
Well, the Integrity Commission is the CEO, Mr. Easton, would tell you about that. The Integrity Commission obviously have a capacity here, and my understanding and knowledge of it, to consider my complaint, consider the report. They also have the opportunity to, under their act, to get the further information from police, that police would now have as well. And I think that will occur, because police have already spoken to them, as you've indicated. So, and the Integrity Commission, in fact, can call on police to assist them with any inquiry or investigation undertaken. So they have that opportunity as well under their act.
Okay, now you're not a member of the police force anymore, haven't been for quite a few years, so I don't know how much information you have been told by them, but is your feeling that they have got stuff that will help the Integrity Commission to maybe go that extra step that we need to actually, you know, hold someone responsible for all this?
Look, there's no doubt the police have gained in that preliminary assessment that they've done, or investigation they've done. They obtained other information that I wasn't in possession of. I'm aware of that. A number of the witnesses have spoken to me about that and indicated that as well. So, yes, there will be additional information, I would say, provided to the Integrity Commission from the police.
Without wanting to preempt, how confident are you now that we got to this stage?
It's not a matter of being, you know, I would prefer this not to happen. I would have preferred it to have been authentic, everything above board and so on, but clearly there is a lot of evidence, strong evidence, to suggest that hasn't been the case. So my position now is that I want to see an inquiry. I don't want to see this ever happen again, and we can always have a repeat situation. One never knows. That I want it to be done right, to be done properly. I think this is the public who expect it.
Yep.
You spend about $60 million of their money on an inquiry. They want to be ensured that it's kosher, that it's everything's right. There is the real evidence there to support what is being said. And that's where I'm coming from here, that people have been involved in situations they should not have been, and I think the evidence will probably show that, then very clearly they need to be shown that's not going to be accepted, and that we will not tolerate that behaviour.
How long will it take to get a resolve in this? Will it be weeks or months, or how long do you anticipate it should go for?
Look, I can't talk for the Integrity Commission. They might determine that there's no inquiry necessary. I'd be very surprised if that was the case. That would be fairly quick, I would think. But If an inquiry is undertaken, look, I wouldn't like to have a guess at it for them, but I'd suggest it would be a long time.
Okay, well, I think they've got more chance of finding a thylacine than a fox in Tasmania, just quietly. <You're
right. laughs>
Absolutely. Look, Ivan, thanks for your time on this today. I know you're sitting in Parliament today, so I really appreciate it, and we'll keep abreast of this, and hopefully we'll get the sort of result that we want fairly soon.
Yes, no problem, Martin. Happy to talk to you anytime.
Thanks for your time today. Ivan Dean, who's an independent MLC, he's been right on the money with this all along. He's been pushing it, and hopefully, as I said, we'll get a result soon. I think everyone pretty well generally acknowledges that it's shonky. We've just got to prove it and hold someone responsible for it.